Today's learning for the Nisra, Reb Chaim Aluzim, Shem Shana, Yemosha, and Neil Rivka, Mas Moshe, Ezra, Yisra, Menachem, Ar Moshe, Yisrus, Yishleim, Achaim, Moshe, Malcolm, Yibrach, Masar, Malcolm, Adutzu, Pei Godina, and Yisrus for all those in and around Etz Yisrael. Here there was a lot of sirens today, so Hashem should protect them all. We are holding Siman Reish Ayin Gimel, and we are up to Siv Beis. Siv, continuing over here, Kiddush Makom Suda, says the Mechaber, Kiddush B'Bayis Echad, you made Kiddush in one house, one room. Amanas lechel sham, you want to eat there. V'achakach nimlach lechem amakamach. And then before you ate anything, you decided, I'm not eating here. I'm going to go someplace else. Tzarech lachzar ulekadesh v'makam shoritz lechem. You have to go ahead and make kiddush again. Let's see mishabura. V'achakach nimlach v'loy ochel kan kezayis. We're talking about that we did not eat a kezayis. Because remember, although we said definitely Friday night, some even hold Shabbos day, it's better to wash, right, when you make Kiddush. But you certainly do not have to, if you ate a kezayis, in the place that you made Kiddush, you ate a kezayis mezainis in the place you made Kiddush, you don't have to make Kiddush again. Abel im ocha kezayis yotze, kudal kam we'll see more in sifei. B'makam achar, ha'inu afil b'cheda achar she'bo'yis. So if you made Kiddush in your dining room, and you decide you want to eat in your dinette, and it's not royas mekoymai, and you do not have in mind that you're going to eat it. Kamish lehi sedai tilazem since that wasn't your das, so elba sif alef, as we learned yesterday. Says the Mechaber Siv Gimel, im kiddush v'loy sa'ad, af yedei kiddush layotz, and this is something that's very, very important. If you made kiddush and you did not eat, you were not yotze kiddush. Your kiddush was a bracha levatala, and you were not yotze kiddush. So if you're in shul and they're having a kiddush and you say, you know, I just want a drink of soda. Right, so I'm going to make Kiddush, or I'm going to listen to Kiddush. It doesn't work. You need to have Kiddush from Makom Sud in order to be Yaitza Kiddush. If you weren't Yaitza Kiddush, you weren't allowed to eat. You weren't allowed to even have that drink. Let's see the Mishabur on this. Af yidei Kiddush lo yatsa, kamash malon, what's he coming to teach us? The loy tamed dafgim roitza lecha b'machem achar, only if I want to eat someone else. Hu d'loy mahani Kiddush lahat loy mechila, then it doesn't work the Kiddush if I don't eat here. Kavish like Kiddush Makam Suda, Aval im Eina writes a list like Achakach Klal, Yatzal Kaponim Yedei Kiddush. What happens if a person has no intention of eating? Right? So we said Shabbos, you're supposed to eat, you have a Chiyuv avoiding Shabbos, but what happens if I'm not me, Chas V'Shalom, somebody is in a Bitzar, right? And he is not going to eat that day. In other words, for him, it's painful to eat. He can't just make Kiddush. He's not. He has no chiyuv in Kiddush. He won't be able to make Kiddush. Kamash Malan, you're not yotze at all if you do not eat in the Makom Kiddush. So if you're making Kiddush in Shul Shabbos morning, you have to l'chol hapachas eat a kezayis mezainis. Otherwise, you cannot make Kiddush. Or like we said yesterday, we'll see more about this revius of wine that you're able to have as well. Says the Rama, v'tzarech lechel v'mkayem Kiddush la'alta. Ideally, the Rama uses the lashon of v'tzarech. You have to, but we'll see what this is, but lamaisa, you should eat immediately after Kiddush. Oy, shavei hei b'dayto lechel shamayat, or at least your dash should be, you should eat right away. Ava b'lav hacha, afilo ocham b'makim Kiddush, ein a yaitza, but if you do not have intention to eat, and or you don't eat right away, you're not yaitza. We'll see, well, Mishabur will discuss this more. Ve'im hoya b'dayto shaloy lechel shamayat, if you did not have intention to eat, but then after you made Kiddush, you remember this halach and you say, okay, you know what, I'm going to eat, then you are yotze. So let's see what this all means in the Mishabura. Alta. You shouldn't be mafsik. You should make Kiddush. You should eat your kezayis. For whatever reason, you got up, the yotze l'chutz, you went outside, and then you come back. So you're in shul. Shabbos morning. That's the easiest way to explain it. In shul Shabbos morning, you make Kiddush and then you get a Hatzalah call. You go outside, right? You get outside, they cancel you. Okay? So you come back inside. Ain't Sarah Kaddish Machvashiyatzalachutz. You don't have to make Kiddush again. Kevin, Shalabasaifasudum come a Kiddush. You heard the Kiddush in the Makkah where you planned on eating Ayin Sham. But yes, those agree disagree. Okay. Lichatchila, Yizar Bezema Oid. You should be zahar to eat right away before you go outside. Ach b'di'eved u'b'prat k'shal yitzarach l'asis tzarachav. You have to go to the bathroom. Nirei vadid ein la'achmer l'kadoshenis. You don't have to make kiddush again. Darei zeh kedvarim shen tzarachei suda. Because that's really tzarachei suda, right? So this gets in. We had a little bit of this discussion when we spoke about brachas, right? If I go outside, do I have to make a new bracha? But he's saying, Lamaisa, when it comes to Kiddush, if you make Kiddush and oh, I gotta go, let me go to the other room and prepare something. Let me go downstairs to bring up some of the food. A person needs the bathroom, whatever it is. That's really all part of the Suda. Therefore, with regards to Kiddush, we don't look at it as a hefsek, even though this right situation should have made the Kiddush, you should have had the Mezainis, you should eat the Mezainis right away. You didn't, Nishka Frelich, you were Yotze. Oishi, hey, bedaita, your intention. Milshoin, oi, mevoyer. The first case was you made kiddush, you didn't have any intention. Yotze because you ate. And then the remark comes and tell us the his intention was to eat. Afilim then an oinus happened, they didn't eat right away. If you left, you have to make Kiddush again. So Lamaisa, the case of the Hatzalah member who left and went on a call and came back an hour later, that's something that you have, it becomes questionable. So obviously, if possible, to eat the gazayas before they go out would remove them from having a shaila of making Kiddush again. Now, if it's talking about Shabbos day, it's not really the end of the world to make Kiddush again, because what do you need? Let's say you're making Kiddush yourself. You're not, the only bracha you're making is the Birchas Hanhen. If you left for an hour, right, and you came back, you'd have to make a Birchas Hanhen again anyway. So what are you saying? Al kein berach Hashem Shabbos vaikach. There's nothing wrong with saying that. That's not a bracha, right? So really, it's more of a problem Friday night if you made Kiddush and then you left for an hour and you came back. That's where you have more of a bigger problem, because the question is, should I make another bracha of Kiddush or not? But if it's just Shabbos morning, it's really not that big of a deal, since anyway you need a new Birchas Hanhen, so you can make Kiddush again. If you were Mechuyev in Kiddush, you had Kiddush. If you didn't, you needed to make the bracha anyway. But what I think, Traklin Gadol was a large room. V'halach mepina lepina, you went from one corner to another. Lechol sham to eat there. You had Kiddush in one room with the intention to go into the other room. That which is under one roof, I mean, Ara Le'igra, but Al Yidei HaAlicha Guf and Nishtoyei is his man, because you walked from one side of the room. Remember, we said you went to hear Kiddush from the Baal Simcha, and then you had to walk to the other side of the room. Gam Ken Ein Tzarech La'Achsel Kaddish, we already discussed this, you don't have to make Kiddush again. Then the remark continued. Okay, Avo Balav HaChihainu, Shaloi Yidat Alecha Miyad, I had no intention of eating. Gan Shadat La'Achsel Kaddish, I made Kiddush, and then I had no intention of eating. V'hifzik. Even if ultimately the reason you were had a hefsek was an oinus, even though you ate afterwards in the makom of the kiddush layotza, if your hefsek was because you were preparing the meal, that's not considered a hefsek. But lemaisa, let's just finish up this last mishabura, and then we'll say shami. We'll explain this. We'll review this. Shamiyad, you should make the kiddush right away. Perish. If somebody made kiddush and had no intention of eating for a long time, he didn't even intend on eating here, he intended on eating somewhere else. Kiddush, you ate right away, and you don't have to make kiddush again. So let's just recap this for the lemaisa of how it affects us. The lemaisa, how it affects us. When you make kiddush, both by night and by day, you should eat right away or as soon as possible. If you did have a hefsek because you had to take care of something to the meal, you don't have to make kiddush again. Even if you had a, if your intention was to eat right away and then something came up and you couldn't eat right away, you don't have to make kiddush again. Lemaisa, but what is it that we're really, what is the ideal situation? So you walk into your house and the table is not yet ready for you to make kiddush. Right, but you're itching to make kiddush because you're antsy because it's been a while since you had anything. You should wait, right? You're not the ideal situation is make kiddush and then eat. So let's say Shabbos morning, and you're gonna and they're still preparing the ayam mitzvibel and the tzibel kugel and all the liver and all that. They're preparing it. Then you should wait until it's prepared and then make kiddush, or put out a mezainis and make kiddush and have that mezainis. Remember, we said Shabbos morning mezainis is fine, pretty much according to all shittas. So you should definitely. But if not, if you're not going to eat right away, or let's say Friday night you come home, you're going to make kiddush, but then your wife is going to need time to prepare the fish, to prepare the dips, or whatever it is. And you're not making, wait until that's ready, make kiddush, and then you should wash and eat the hamotzi right away. Let's just start Siv Dalet in another few minutes. Yachal Adam Lekadish Lacherem, Alpha Pishen Oichlimayim. So this is a very important halacha. You are you're allowed to make kiddush for other people, even if you're not eating yourself. Okay, so the Lidhihu have a Makom Suda. Of course, for the other person, it is Kiddush Makom Suda. So if I'm being Yotze for somebody else, technically, we'll see when you should do this, when you should not. If I'm being Yotze Kiddush for you, right, I am allowed to make Kiddush even if I have no intention of eating. I'm not having Kiddush Makom Suda. You're right, I wasn't Yotze Kiddush, but over here, I didn't make the Kiddush for me. I made the Kiddush for you. Let's see if we should run this. The If you're making kiddush for children, it's part of chinuch. And that's assuming they don't know how to make kiddush themselves. They know how to make kiddush themselves. It's better to let them do it themselves. Even if you're not eating with them, even if I made kiddush already, I walk into your house and say, "Avrami, can you please make kiddush for me?" I can make kiddush for you, even if I made kiddush already. When it comes, if I come into your house and you say, "I want to eat an apple." I'll make the ha'etz for you. I can't do that. That's birchas hanhanim. If I'm not eating the apple, I can't make a bracha for you. You have to make the bracha yourself. Rak b'davar chuchay, when it comes to a dvar mitzvah, kigoy, kiddush or kiyotze, when it comes to kiddush or something like that, right? Then, adam mitzvah chaveri, k'mavoy ha'ka b'simen kuf samach zayin, see if you test v'chav. As we explained over there by the Indian bracha. So although I'm saying a b'yre priya gafen over here, right? It's still not considered a birchas hanhanim. It's considered a birchas hamitzvah. Since it's considered a birchas hamitzvah, I can make kiddush for you. Now we'll see shortly that we're going to say just to we don't make a mistake between now and the next time we learn that when if I walk into your house and you say make kiddush for me and I say I made kiddush already and you know how to make kiddush, ideally you should make kiddush yourself. We'll see that although it's a machlokes, but technically if I did it, it was b'diavad, you were yotze kiddush. Anyway, I didn't do anything wrong because I was mitzvah you a kiddush. But if we both know how to make kiddush and I made kiddush already, or I'm not eating here, you should make kiddush yourself. However, where it does come into play, if you're dealing with somebody who doesn't know how to make kiddush, so even if you made kiddush already, or if you're not eating right now, you can make kiddush for them. But more so when you're dealing with women, the women don't want to make kiddush themselves, right? They not sort of the minig, their mother never made kiddush, they don't want to make kiddush themselves. You walk in, you made kiddush already, right? And they want you to make kiddush for them. That's what we just said. I'm able to make kiddush for someone, even though it's not a kiddush for me. Now, Shabbos morning, the only thing you gotta be careful of, just want to warn you, that if I make kiddush in shul, and then my wife shows up 5 minutes later, she says, "Make me kiddush," I got a problem. Because the over here, I'm making a Bar Priya Gofen or a Shahakal on the whiskey, but I don't have it's a bracha shein etzricha because I already made that bracha. So that would be problematic. But if I make kiddush in shul and then I come home, my wife says, "Can you make kiddush for me?" There's no problem. You have to make you could make kiddush again for them. Okay. Yes. Yeah, no comment. All right. We will stop over here.